Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, or whatever blessed day you're listening to this podcast on. We're just thankful that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Tori and I are skipping over day 6 and jumping into day 7 of our Finding Peace devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you want to follow along. I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori is going to read the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is one of my favorites.
Mm.
It was one of the first fights Tori and I ever had.
I know this
was about
one.
The scripture. And it just happens to be in my winning argument form translation. Anyways, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline.
Or sound mind.
Both work.
Both work. The devotional says, giving up anxiety. Anxiety is a problem we all deal with at one time or another. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? The Greek word for anxious in this passage means distracted. It's a word that refers to uncertainty. That's what anxiety produces in us. It gives us a feeling of what's next. It's a feeling that the rug has been pulled out from underneath us, and we have no idea if we're going to fall, how hard, in what direction, or onto what. The word anxious is also translated as worry in the Bible. For many people, worry has become a way of life. If that describes you, I encourage you to read again the words of Jesus. His words are not a suggestion, they're a command. You may say, I can't help feeling anxious. I've always been a worrier. I've heard that from many people through the years. My response is, yes, you can. There's nothing about a circumstance that automatically creates anxiety. Anxiety occurs because of the way we respond to a problem or troubling situation. Your ability to choose is a part of God's gift of free will to every human being. You can choose how you feel. You can choose what you think about. And you can choose how you will respond to a circumstance. It certainly isn't God's purpose for you to feel anxious. He doesn't allow situations in your life so you'll have anxiety. The Father may allow a situation in your life to develop stronger faith, grow and mature you, or change a bad habit or negative attitude. But God doesn't set you up for anxiety. He's always at work to bring you to a place where you'll trust Him more, obey Him more fully, and receive more of His blessings. You can fall into a downward spiral of anxiety, or you can say, Father, I bring this to you. It's beyond my control. I feel helpless in this situation, but you have the power to change what I'm facing. You love me perfectly, and I'm trusting you to handle what concerns me in the way you see fit. I know whatever you've planned for me is for my good. I look forward to seeing the way you choose to express your love, wisdom, and power. Friend, this is the way of peace, the road out of anxiety and worry.
Yeah, that was a lot, but so good. And I want to rewind to the beginning of it, because I got kind of hung up on something in the best way.
Yeah.
Where it was the scripture in Matthew 6 verses 25 and 26. And it says this, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt so convicted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where I'm just like, wow, like I almost justify my worry, just like what the author was writing. It's just like, right. Oh, I'm just a worry war, or, oh, I just have a lot on my plate, or, oh, I'm just trying to get into this college, or, oh, I'm just going through a hardship in a relationship or a breakup, or, mm-hmm. oh, I'm just having money issues, or, oh, or, oh, or, oh, or oh, you know?
Yeah.
And we're always justifying our worry. And now let me be sensitive for a sec. I'm in the boat with you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I'm probably driving the boat, right? Yeah. But for me, I'm like, oh man, I definitely justify my worry. And kind of like what we talked about in yesterday's devotional, where I just willingly give up my peace for the sake of what I'm experiencing in my circumstance. And
yeah.
I definitely want to stop that because I want to remember that. And of course, I mean, this is a metaphor, but life is so much more than just the food that we're going to eat that day. Mm-hmm. And my body is so much more than just the clothes I put on it. And I just want to carry that mindset into everything to have an eternal mindset. And I know that, but I need to practice it.
Yeah. I also love that it mentioned that the word in the text for anxiety also meant distracted because it takes me back to the book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and how he says if the enemy can't make you sin, he'll distract you and make you so busy that you're too busy to hear from God. And I was like, whoa, I've never thought of it when I'm starting to feel anxious or overwhelmed or worried that I'm just distracted, you know, because I feel very focused on the thing that's actually concerning me, you know, but in God's eyes, I'm actually distracted from the way he wants me to look at the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even an important thing to you can be a distraction from God.
Totally.
And it's important to recognize that we all need to recognize is that just because it's good doesn't mean it's of God.
Right. 100%.
You know, and I think that's a great reminder for all of us to say, oh, wow, like this is cool what I'm doing, but is this what God called me to do?
Fix your focus.
Right. Yeah. Fix your focus. I love that. You ready to pray us on out?
Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this devotional. We thank you that you remind us that we don't have to walk around like living stress balls, that you are our Prince of Peace, Lord, and that you offer peace in the midst of chaos. Even if the circumstance seems stressful, Lord, you offer your joy. We can walk in the fruits of the Spirit, Lord. So help us rely on your Holy Spirit so that we can respond to situations the way you would respond to them, Lord. Help us not put so much weight on things that you don't put weight on, Lord, so that we can walk with a burden that is light, Lord. We don't want to look like the world. We've been saying this a lot, but the world looks stressed and we don't want to look like the world. Lord, we want to look like children of the light who walk in confidence and boldness, knowing that their Heavenly Father is taking care of them. So Lord, right now we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
And also don't forget that we're going to be in Dallas this weekend. Can't wait to see you if you live there.
We can't wait. We hope to see you there. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Adios. Adios.